Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm enjoying this so far. It's a lot of fun. Right, because a lot of podcasts are very much like, oh, and how did you feel about that?
No, this one we just chat shit for a while. Apologies.
I know, but the amount of mental health podcasts I have to do, I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah, I now feel depressed. I now.
Yeah,
but this is the thing, like, I think there's, like, it's such an important subject, and I congratulate people who are doing it, and I think it's so important. But also, I think there's a way about doing not make it so morbid sometimes, and sometimes it's a bit too... You know, God, because actually, you know, that's why comedians are so good at talking about mental, you know, Alfie Brown, for example, is really good at, you know, discussing it, because he turns it into like a funny way when he talks about the problems that he's had. And I think that's a good way of discussing it.
Totally. Whenever I've posted any like funny story on Instagram or whatever, because I don't mind embarrassing myself, because I'm like, well, fuck it, it gets a laugh, that's all right. Mm. But then whenever I've done that, and it's been about anything to do with anything that could affect mental health, people going, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, do you honestly think I'd be fucking talking about it on Instagram if I wasn't okay? Like, it's not the platform to use.
Yeah, but there are. But this is the thing, right? You know, it is an important thing, but people do kind of go sometimes, I feel like, really deep into it. And actually... Yes, it's important to speak about it and be honest and open, but you can also have a laugh with it. And people don't like it when people are having a laugh about it, because, oh, you've got to be serious. But why can we can laugh about so many different things. And actually, if we're able to laugh about it, especially if you're experiencing it, surely that's the best form of medicine for it a lot of the time.
Oh, totally. And also, I think there's like there's this weird thing of, remember, so whenever Billy Connolly or Richard Pryor, like older comedians, would talk about like stuff to do with mental health or like having a breakdown or whatever, and you would laugh about it, or like even abuse, and then you'd laugh about it, and then the autobiography would come out, and I always remember people kind of going, oh my god, that was all real, I can't believe they were joking about it. But now it seems to be some people want to actually just be nothing but serious about it. Like, well, if you laugh, I thought it meant more to me when hearing people joke about mental health, because it meant more like, well, first of all, they've found a way of dealing with it, which is making it funny. Also, it's much more accessible. Like, I had to change some of my social media stuff this year, what's on my newsfeed, because I was thinking, this is just getting really depressing. But that's the whole problem with social media, is everybody tries to, like, not even just mental health things, but loads of people say stuff. And I'm like, one of, a guy I went on a date with used the N-word, and that's why there was only ever one date. And then he's now posting about Black Lives Matter. And I'm a bit like,
yeah, it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Me?
Yeah. It's,
just because somebody shares something doesn't mean they're a good person. But then the thing is, they think they're a good person for doing it. And you're like, you are just going to go, whoa, 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 whoa. You are not a good person. You're just doing this to get likes, which if anything makes them worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're literally bandwagoning on things they don't believe in just to get some attention. Whoa, this is a deep conversation for the morning.
Yeah. We went from pissing off skid marks to
actually, if anything, this is like pissing off skid marks.
But Larry, I suppose, okay, and a question, you've probably been asked this before, but, you know, coming from a Catholic family living in Glasgow and coming out as gay, was that quite hard for you? If we're going to keep on the deep subject, was that hard? Was that too deep for me? Yeah. Sorry, guys. Hey, put your helmet on, Bobby, sir.
This is to cover up the tears. No, this was the helmet the gay community gave me when I joined.
Well, I suppose, like, how old were you when you came? Can I ask that question, or is that too deep?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can ask me anything you want. I mean, I'm like literally like a fucking. And there's nothing I don't. I kind of go like, oh no, I can't talk about it, because I always think if I keep something inside me too long, then
it comes out.
No pun intended. but I'm just like, well, because you know you get that horrible feeling in your gut. Because it always starts in your brain, starts in your ears, goes to your head, and goes to your gut. I'm always like, well, your mouth's in between your brain and your gut, so if you let it out of there, it's not going to hurt you as much down there.
That's science.
Exactly, yeah. The wrist bone's connected to the hand bone.
I get this the whole time recently. If I'm having a conversation with someone, like in meetings and stuff like that, and I'm chatting to them, I always think, what would happen if I leant over and kissed them? And it always becomes a Tourette's. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kiss them. What happens if I do this? It almost becomes this weird Tourette's thing. And then the other one, this is so bad, and obviously, it's when I see people pushing babies in their prams, and I think, what happens if I just punch the baby? I keep getting obsessed with babies and kissing people. I don't get it. It's like, it's almost like a weird tick you have in your head.
I've never had the kissing one, but I've always had
the punching one.
If I'm talking to someone. Yeah, I always get the punching one. Whenever I'm talking to somebody, my brain just goes, oh man, what would happen if I punched them? But then a guy I'm dating at the moment, because I say it out loud, since I say everything out loud, you end up sounding fucking mental, because your brain is stupid. Everyone's brain is mental. Yeah. If you actually... But so I said to him on our first date, I went, what would you do if I punched you?
Okay, but then if we go a little bit more serious, Larry. So when you came out, was that hard, or was that easy for you?
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. Just asking for some advice. Yeah.
The thing is, Jamie, you're one of the guys. I'm like, no, you, because I bet you loads of people think you're gay. Like, because you're camp.
Yeah, like people do, like, a lot of the time, yeah.
And I bet, the thing is, I always say this about camp straight guys. I'm always like, they're not gay, because if they came out as gay, their life would probably be easier.
So I'm like, I wasn't thinking about him being camp. I was just thinking about all the guys he fucked.
But it's true. I think you're right in that sense, that if you're like a camp metrosexual guy, actually, if you came out as gay, it would be easier, because everyone would be like, oh, okay, you can kind of then...
Do you identify as metrosexual?
No. Am I metrosexual? Sexual?
That's what you said.
Isn't that right? Isn't it metrosexual? What is metrosexual?
You tell us. You're the one who brought it up.
And metrosexual is like a sort of camp straight guy. That's what I thought metrosexual was.
Yeah.
I think so, and
it's,
right?
There's a weird thing of like, it's not socially acceptable now to make fun of like someone for being gay or for being... effeminate, unless they're a straight man, then you can. So there's that weird thing of like, if you were to join the community, I can offer you a fantastic package and a free gym membership. And if you were to join the gay community, then you'd be able to be like, you're not, you know, so it's socially unacceptable to make fun of Jamie for being so utterly camp.
And suddenly the hours of podcasts, the hours of podcasts where I've made fun of Jamie being gay would age very badly.
Yeah, you get done for hate crime, Francis. That's what you should do, Jamie. Yeah. Be gay just despite Francis.
I will do. I'm gonna really take him down. just take him down. but we actually was in Scotland this was before lockdown, everything else, and we went to, it was my friend's birthday, and one of my friend's friends' girlfriends was there, and we were all a bit drunk in the evening, and we were talking about stuff, and she turned to me and she went, ha, but we all know Jamie's gay. And I went, what? I was like, what is this, like a thing that actually, and people sort of went silent, and I was like, wait, hang on a second, is actually people? And it was one of those things I was like, and then you become sort of, I almost became a bit shifty and awkward. Oh, what? So, let's go and chop some wood.
I just love the idea I love the idea of you turning around with like a cravat and a trilby and like with a glass of wine going, what? How dare you?
Wait, but Jamie, didn't you say that story? You were at like a rave once and you like we were like with a friend and you were like really loving the like the vibe of the thing and you just like went turned around and like snogged your friend.
Larry, let me explain what happened. I just started Leeds University. We went to a nightclub called Mint Nightclub, and it was one of those, like, you know, sort of DJ nights, everyone having fun. And the DJ...
Had you done a pill or something?
I've never taken drugs, Francis. We know this. We've already spoken about this.
Never?
Never, ever. I smoked a spliff once.
You didn't inhale?
No, I didn't inhale.
I'm now 30, and before my 30... Because I hadn't done any, like... I'd only had, like, weed. And then I was like, well, I need to take some drugs before I'm 30. So last year, oh, it's great, mate. Oh, yeah. My eyes weren't blue until last year.
I love it that you thought, okay, I've got to take a drug. So before I'm 30, this is what I've got to do. Out of all the things, not skydiving, not this. No, I've got to go and do this. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, I did think, I was like, well, I'm not very, because I think people like assume that comedians are rock and roll, and I'm not rock and roll in the slightest, man. Like, my highlight of my week is when I go and get a bloody meal deal from the supermarket and eat it sat on a bench feeding the pigeons. Like, I love that crap.
Hang on. Do people think comedians are rock and roll? Is that, that's a thing?
Not anymore. They're not, right? Like, they used to be.
Yeah, no.
Russell Brand is the only rock and roll kind of guy. Maybe Eddie Murphy was a bit like on the edge of like being like kind of, he was like funky and cool and things like that. But I don't think comedians...
Now it's all like sort of, you know, middle class Corbynites.
Hi.
Wait, hang on. So Larry, basically, I just started Leeds University, and we went to one of these nights. It was kind of like a DJ night, and the DJ started playing "Lose Somebody." You know that Kings of Leon song.
Oh, was this at Mint?
It was at Mint. Yeah. It was at Mint nightclub, and everyone, all of my friends, we just started Leeds, and we're looking, and all of my friends were like hugging, and one of like I saw my friend like kissed this like friend on like the face and stuff like that. So I turned to this guy who I didn't really know and I kissed him on the lips, and he looked at me and went, what the fuck are you doing? And I went, oh, sorry, I don't, is this not, whoa, loose? And I just sort of
sorry,
danced around him.
I completely misread the situation.
Is that the farthest you've gone with a guy?
I've never snogged a guy. I've never done that. Even when I was at boarding school, I've never snogged a guy.
Wow, it's great, by the way. I mean, I've snogged both. Men are better. Sorry, ladies.
Are they better?
Aye.
Really?
Well, most of them are, but at the same time, sometimes, like, if... sometimes I've kissed a guy with a goatee before, and then it feels like you're kissing a lamb. Like, you know when you see, like, a...
You kissed Billy Connolly?
Oh, I'd do anything for that, man.
It's like kissing a lamb.
It's like, you know when you see somebody like feeding a lamb with a bottle and you just see the big tongue coming, flapping out?
That's what it's like.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It can be a bit like that if you're kissing somebody with a beard.
Wait, okay, so Larry, when you did you lose your virginity to a girl or to a guy?
Oh, to a guy. I'm a gold star gay.
Oh, really?
Is that what the name is? Yeah. Is that the...
Yeah, and then it's the other one is like either a double gold star gay or a platinum gay. Is if you have never had sex with a woman and you were born through cesarean.
Platinum.
Yeah, it means like you've avoided vagina your whole life.
Really. Oh, Jamie, you could be that. You could.
Wait, hang on. So Larry, so I feel like I'm really prying here, but I mean,
I completely went past the question before accidentally, and then I realised halfway through chatting, I was like, oh fucking hell, I've just avoided it. I don't want people thinking I've avoided that question. Be like, what do you mean come out as gay? I love vagina.
So if we go back to being, so how old were you when you came out as gay?
So. Right, so I basically, the thing is, I hated that thing of, like, telling everybody all at once, because it's a bit weird, like, because when you say you come out as gay, it makes it sound as if, like, you had to wear a sandwich board for a year,
yeah.
And, you know, oh, there's that poofy guy. So what I did was, I told my mate, my first person I ever told was my pal, actually I can say his name because it's a nice thing, my mate Keyshan, and he was totally fine with it. And then I told my pal Scott, he was totally fine with it. And this was just before I left school. And then told a couple of other people. So basically only mates knew. Then I went to university and I was like, cool, now everybody can know I'm gay. And it had this weird thing of like most people in Glasgow thinking I was straight. Most people in Southampton where I went to uni thinking I was gay. And then like in the Midlands, I was probably bisexual or something.
So, did you have to change persona as you went up and down? Did you have to go?
Yeah. Oh my god, it's beachside, and then mate, I fucking love those ditties, man.
Look at the size of that.
Oh, I tell you what, though, I still have that straight guy persona. Like, I still have that thing of if I'm in a taxi and the taxi driver starts talking about. Like, you know, his girlfriend or whatever. I'm like, oh, I see mine. I still have that, like, you know, that kind of, that straight guy head bob. Like, oh, I mine. If anything, the head bob is more welcome in the gay community. I told my parents, I think it's when you tell your parents is a big thing.
Yeah, right? I suppose so.
So I told my parents when I was 23. This is calling back to the conversation earlier, which is very strange. Basically, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 23.
You and Ronan Keating. I think Ronan Keating lost his at 23 as
really?
Well. But hey, both Catholics. There we go. Both
now,
Catholics.
Now, frantically looking up Wikipedia to see if me and him are the same age now. Oh, but yeah, we. Well, I don't know. We. I'm talking about me and Ronan now. Oh yeah, we weren't ready. My brain really went with that there. So I found that it wasn't like a kind of thing of like, oh God, I can't possibly, you know, do that way. I just kind of, I didn't like the way I looked. So I thought, I don't want to feel sorry for someone. this is so self-deprecating. Back to the mental health crisis. So I didn't do it for ages. But what was weird, right? I had ferrets. I owned ferrets. I know. Fucking hell, there's a big loop in this conversation. I owned ferrets for years, and then as soon as I lost my virginity, and I never done anything sexual with the ferrets, but as soon as I lost,
you said, I don't need these anymore.
Yeah, 3 days later. 3 days later, someone came to pick the ferrets up from me. I didn't even ask them to.
It's like some guardian. It's like Bag of Ants coming. Some guardian angel coming, taking them away from you. You won't need these anymore. Oh my god, that's so good.
I just said it in my head, like, you know, the end of Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, I love Drop
Yeah, just
Fred.
At the very end when he has to say goodbye, you're all grown up now. That was me and the ferrets.
Wait, so hang on. So you lost your virginity at 23, and what, I think you were going down that route. But what, it's because you weren't ready?
I pure hated the way I look, man. So I was like, I don't want this, I don't want this fat, moly fucking thing lying on top of somebody I fancy. I actually respect them. So I just kind of, I just didn't want to do it. So I lost weight. At the same time, it's that thing of like, I find fat people attractive. But then at the same time, I just didn't find myself attractive when I was fat. But I suppose that's probably just the fucking, that's the feeding.
But it's a thing, like I think it's the same thing that happens with a lot of people. It's so funny, you know, whether it's guys who, like, their hair is receding or they're short or they're overweight or whatever it is. If you saw, you know, another person like that, whether you attract them or you're not, you just wouldn't care. Like, you don't care the fact that you just don't care. But because it's on yourself, we are so, like...
totally
pessimistic and kind of like negative towards our own looks all the time.
And it's like my favourite thing to do. Like, I think that's probably a bit of my straight guy persona coming out. I love to come on a guy's tits. It's my favourite.
I love how, as you said it, you had to go down because you were like, whoa.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, I'm going to put my head down so nobody thinks I said it.
Jamie, what did you say?
In your thick Scottish accent.
It was Gizmo over there that said that. Although I figured out a way of getting rid of the moles, right? Because I tried to get rid of the moles, right? Because I don't like my moles. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the dermatologist about it. He said we can remove them for £500 a mole.
Wow.
And I was thinking, well, I don't know how much fucking money you think I've got. I've got a lot of fucking moles down there. I'm like, honestly, man, I'm like a leopard. But then, I just started getting tattoos over the moles to kind of like, to cover them up. So I'm going to be covering those of brown tattoos. But I've got like one of, you know, have you seen the film The Mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got that one there.
Yeah. Right,
and then.
You don't have that many moles.
Oh, no, look at it, man. It's fucking like. No.
No.
I'm going to get, you know, Gizmo there, the wee. Magwaz. I'm gonna get
the gremlin.
I'm gonna get him there as well because he's a wee bit brown, and I'm gonna get the, you know, the wee gingerbread man from Shrek. The
you're gonna get him as well.
You're a monster. That one. I'm gonna get him.
So
as well.
Wait, hang on. So you're getting loads of characters, loads of things that you like, all tattooed over your body.
Basically from all the films I love. Yeah, but what's weird as well, because this just shows how fucked up your brain works. I'm thinking, I think people would rather have sex with a guy covered in moles than have sex with all the cartoons from their childhood. You know what I mean? Like, having sex with me is going to be like having sex in a nursery.
Guys, I've got to stop you there because I've got to give you the answer to the question of the week. Well, do you remember the question?
Question was, how many times do you sigh a day and why?
And actually... So the sighing, right, obviously is filling your lungs with air and then letting it out.
Told you. Told you.
But you do it on average every 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. On average, a person does it every 5 minutes. And if you didn't, what would happen?
You would not get enough oxygen.
Your lungs would collapse.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Larry Dean, what do you think of that, buddy?
I'm completely stumped. I mean, like, I can't believe it. I love those kind of facts as well because it's really interesting. I genuinely love those kind of facts because I even follow like things on Instagram and that of, you know, and you learn something and you promise yourself you're going to remember that piece of information to sound really interesting at a dinner party, and then you go to the dinner party and you completely fucking forget it and you end up making something up.
Or you get it wrong. And they're like, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's not true.
So what's going to happen? I'm going to say to everyone, you know, you sigh once every 5 years. It's going to be something.
And then someone's
like going to
go, wait, don't your lungs collapse? And you go, no, it doesn't happen.
And if you don't, your lungs explode.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Larry, listen, we've taken up far too much time. We've gone over an hour. But before we sign off, I just want to say, mate, not only are you one of the most hilarious comedians I know, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, you are, and we didn't even speak about your comedy career, which is just, I mean, we could talk for ages about that. You really are. You're the kindest, most open bonnet. Open bonnet? You're the most open bonnet. You're the most open and honest person, and that's just
I think you're going
great.
For a bender there as well. Yeah. Open, most honest bender I've ever had.
But mate, honestly, we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, pal. This has been a lot of fun.
It's been great. And listen, if you want to go and follow Larry on Instagram, super funny. It's Larry Dean on Instagram.
Larry Dean Comedy. Some bastard called Larry Dean stole the other one, man, who doesn't even post Wait.
What does he do, Larry Dean? Is he also a comedian?
Well, there's a Larry Dean that's an American footballer, but it's not him that's taking the thing. But there's this guy who's an American footballer who's also Larry Dean. And there's also one that's got at Larry Dean on Twitter. So that's not me. That's an estate agent in California.
Larry Dean selling
Larry
Sunset.
Dean, you want to buy property?
Real estate.
Hey, just new on the market. But my agent was like, "Oh, we should try and get your at Larry Dean on all your things instead of at Larry Dean Comedy, because I think at Larry Dean Comedy makes it sound like I'm funny." so I was, and then she said, "But I don't know how to find these people." I tracked down that estate agent in America and was like, in an hour, gave her his address, his phone, his mobile number, his work number, the place he works. And she looked at me horrified. And she's like, "How did you get all this information so quickly?" And I said to her, I was like, "Clearly you've never been cheated on before." You become like a detective as soon as you get cheated on. You're just like, "Oh, I know everything about everyone."
Right, Larry, you're a legend. Listen, when can we see you back on tour? When's that going to happen?
I think the tour's, like, fingers crossed, is next year now. It was supposed to be in October, but my agent was like, "Let's just keep it on the safe side." So it'll be kind of like March, May next year.
Honestly, to all of our listeners, go and check out Larry. You're genius. You are simply genius, buddy.
Oh, thank you, pal.
You really are. Listen, dude, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
I don't know about this, but...
Yeah. We don't tell anyone about this, but we really put them on the spot. This is your moment to shine, honey.
Oh, right, okay. There's a, what's it called? A quote that I always remember whenever somebody pisses me off, and it's a quote I just came up with, is short-term shysters are long-term losers. So people that, like, fuck you over in the short term will end up getting the whatever bad karma they're going to get in the long term. But if you have a terrible time at the moment, it's probably going to be for a good cause later on. So if you work hard now, you're going to be in a better place in the long term. If you're a nice person now, better place in the long term. So don't worry about the short term, guys.
Larry,
that was awful. No, was that really bad? Good. I feel so self-conscious.
No, it was so good. It's always good when
I nearly went into full, like, fucking inspirational TikTok moment there of like, "Hey, you want to better your life? You got to do these four steps, guys. One, drink plenty of fluids."
Larry D, thank you so much. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.